Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something really timely, a mid-year update on the luxury real estate market in some of Florida's most coveted areas. We're talking Longboat Key, Sarasota, Siesta Key, and Lakewood Ranch. David, thanks so much for being here. How's the market looking halfway through the year?
Hey, thanks for having me. You know, it's been a really interesting first half of the year. These four markets have their own distinct personalities, but there's definitely some common threads we're seeing across all of them. The luxury segment specifically has been showing some fascinating patterns.
Okay, so let me ask you this. When you say the luxury segment, are we talking about different price points in each of these areas, or is there kind of a universal definition you're working with?
Great question. So it does vary by market. In Longboat Key, we're definitely looking at higher price points than, say, Lakewood Ranch. But generally, we're talking about properties that are commanding premium prices and attracting a specific buyer profile. People who are looking for lifestyle, location, and exclusivity. And that buyer is making some really interesting choices right now.
Oh, wow. So the buyer profile is shifting. What are you seeing in terms of what people actually want in the second half of this year?
Absolutely. There's definitely been a shift. Buyers are being more selective, more thoughtful about their purchases. They're not just looking at price anymore. They're looking at value, at what a property actually offers them in terms of lifestyle and long-term appreciation. And that's playing out differently in each of these markets, depending on what they're known for.
Right, exactly. So Longboat Key is obviously known for its beachfront exclusivity. Siesta Key has that whole pristine beach thing going on. Sarasota's got the cultural scene, and Lakewood Ranch is more of that master planned community vibe. Are the buyers in each area looking for fundamentally different things?
You nailed it. They really are. Longboat Key attracts the buyer who wants that ultimate privacy and prestige on the water. Siesta Key draws people who want that perfect beach lifestyle without quite the same price tag. Sarasota appeals to cultural enthusiasts, people who want arts, dining, walkability, and Lakewood Ranch. That's attracting families and investors who love the amenities, the master planned aspect, the community feel. So mid-year, we're seeing each market respond to their specific buyer base.
That's so interesting because it sounds like there's no one-size-fits-all strategy for selling or buying in these areas right now. Are the market conditions actually different between them, or is it more about the buyer psychology?
It's both, honestly. The market conditions are definitely influenced by supply and demand in each area, interest rates affecting different buyer pools differently, and then, yeah, the psychology of what people are looking for. But what I'm seeing mid-year is that the luxury buyer, regardless of which market, is more educated, more cautious, and frankly, they have options. So properties really need to stand out.
So if you're a seller in one of these markets right now, what's your advice? How do you make sure your property stands out?
Know your market first. Understand who your buyer is and what they value. Then make sure your property authentically delivers on that. Whether it's impeccable maintenance, smart upgrades, or just being honest about what makes your property special, that matters more now than ever. And pricing is critical. The days of overpricing and hoping are over. You've got to be realistic and strategic.
No kidding. So we're halfway through the year. What are you expecting to see in the second half? Do you think these trends continue, or are things going to shift?
I think we'll see a continuation of what we're experiencing now, but potentially with more clarity. Interest rates will play a big role, obviously, but I think the selective, thoughtful buyer is here to stay. The market's matured. People aren't making emotional decisions. They're making smart ones. So if you're in one of these markets, the second half is really about positioning your property to appeal to that intelligent buyer.
David, this has been really helpful. I think a lot of people are confused about what's actually happening in the luxury market right now, and you've made it pretty clear. Thanks so much for breaking down Longboat Key, Sarasota, Siesta Key, and Lakewood Ranch for us. Really appreciate your insights.
Thanks for having me. It's always fun to talk about these markets. They're dynamic, they're interesting, and there's real opportunity for the right buyer and seller who understand what's happening.